Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit. We are broadcasting live from my reading room here in Lilydale, New York. And today I am, I have thrown my friend and neighbor, Susan Barnes, right into the broadcast because it took me a little longer to get set up than usual. Susan was here before, and she has graciously agreed to come back, and we're going to be talking today about spirit art and what that means in spiritualism, in the context of mediumship, and at large. So thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much, Les, for inviting me. And I do want to say, first of all, that the program that I am promoting, and I will say promoting here,
yes,
is one that is part of the new Lilydale pre- and post-season workshops. So, yes, Lilydale now is starting to go almost year-round, except for when the snow is really heavy.
Right. Nobody needs that.
Nobody needs that, yes. All of us who live here know that when the snow comes, it kind of makes things very difficult to move around.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that first, because there's lots and lots of workshops, and I will give the plug. If they go to www.lilydaleassembly.org, they will see the whole listing of all of the season and pre-season workshops.
Yeah.
And I think what's nice about the pre-season workshops, and I can say this about mine as well, is that it's an intensive. You get a real, it's not just a hit-and-miss workshop or come one day. It's a real intensive kind of experience, was the word I want, experience. It's an intensive experience that will allow you to really examine the subject that's being taught. And what's good in my case is that besides teaching the art, I've been doing a lot of personal research on the relationship between spiritualism and modern art.
Yeah.
And not just spiritualism, but in my research, what I'm finding, and it's all coming to the surface now, is that most of the modern artists that we know of today had some type of a spiritual intention,
right,
or a spiritual theme in which their work was done. And in some cases, the work itself was a spiritual process. So it's really, really interesting to know that and to understand that for so many years, the art critics, the museums, and everybody squashed the spiritual aspect of the work.
Absolutely.
But now it's coming up to the surface in gallery shows, in books, in all kinds of things. And I think one of the milestones of this was the Wilma Opt Klimt show at the Guggenheim that was just there. And that was very important because she actually did abstract art, I don't know, maybe 50 years before Kandinsky or any of the abstract expressionists. Men did it, she did it. So they're having to redo art history to include her.
Well, they have to redo a lot of history because they really have left women out. Not that we haven't made contributions, it's just that it wasn't put in the book.
That's
part of the
because the other
part
one,
of the problem.
The other one they didn't include was Georgina Houghton. She was a true spiritualist artist, and her work was just exhibited in London and in Australia. I was lucky. I met the curator of the show. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it, but I know.
But now it's out and belongs to the world.
It's
so,
out there,
yeah.
Yes. It belongs to the world, and people are now knowing about her. Mm-hmm. So these are just a couple of them. I mean, and there's all kinds of people, too, that some of them were American. Painters Whistler was inspired by spiritualism.
Right.
There's a painter that's not really well known. His name is Mount. Actually did spirit portraits.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really interesting. And a lot of the writers, you know, that do this stuff don't know what the spiritual art is. So when I'm reading it, I can say, oh, he did a spirit portrait.
Yeah.
He did a spirit portrait of his guide, which was cool. So, yes, and part of that will be in my presentation. Mm-hmm. So on Friday night, I'll go through it briefly what we're going to do on Friday night. I'm going to present all this with lots of slides, lots of visuals.
Excellent.
To show you all of the different types of art and inspiration, and especially abstract art. It was inspired by spirit. And then afterwards, we'll probably do a little bit of automatic drawing, just a quick drawing to get people warmed up.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday in the morning, we're going to do autographs, which are psychic-inspired drawings in a circle. And I am reading a lot about Jung, because Jung was also a spirit artist. People don't know about that, but I will be showing pictures from his red book.
Oh, cool.
So Jung and his idea of the mandala. Mm. And the autographs work within the mandala. So anyway, we'll do autographs. And then after lunch, we're going to do spirit portraits.
Nice.
Now, I have to tell people, even if it's a stick figure, spirit comes through. You don't have to be an artist to do this. No matter how funky, a picture is, there's some little detail that will come through that will give a sign of who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, who it is.
Well, as in all forms of mediumship, we trust the intelligence of spirit.
That's right, and that's what I tell people. Spirit will help you do the drawings.
Yeah.
And no spirit drawing is bad or wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no judgment. There can't be any judgment here. It's what it is, period.
So basically within this class, you're creating this safe space.
Absolutely.
To allow everything to come through. And we should mention, because I like to mention as many times as possible the dates, which is April 5th through the 7th. So, and those tickets are already online.
Yes, it's online. You can purchase them at the Lilydale website.
So, pre-ordering is good, because I believe, and we actually start off this weekend with the first pre-season class, Friday through Sunday, which is Lisa Williams, Mastering the Message. So that's a message intensive. And then yours is the next preseason class, April 5th through the 7th. So I might have mentioned, if you purchase your ticket early, you get it a little bit less.
Yeah, get it.
So that's why I'm saying you might want to sign up now.
Now is the time to do it.
Yeah.
Because what is it? You save yourself $25.
Yeah. Which is a great thing, you know. Because that'll buy you coffee for the weekend. So, yeah. Okay.
But also, Dennis keeps telling me, nobody's mentioning the time. And the times, and I don't know how Lisa's working, but the times for a typical weekend workshop are Friday 7 to 9:30, Saturday 9 to 2 and 2 to 5, and Sunday 9 to noon.
So you're not working people to the bone. You give them a break for lunch.
No, you get a break for lunch. Yes, yes. And
so
there is time if they're quick to run over to Whiskey Hill.
Which is our closest local restaurant, by the way. So
either that or run over to Sure Fun and get a sandwich.
Yes, all those. There and JoJo's, there's food options available in the area.
Yeah, we'll go to JoJo's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are food options around here, although I don't think anything in the Dale's going to be open yet.
I don't think so, but let me get back to viewers because there might be the possibility of some catering. We will, so there may be the possibility of like box lunches, that sort of thing. So I will check on that for you.
Very
and
good.
I'll get back
to you.
I
had suggested that.
Yeah, that's always a good, that's always a good thing.
Makes
it easier to just kind of rest.
When I had envisioned doing this before, this time I had put food, scheduled food in.
I'm all for that. So we had a comment about thank you for reassuring people because it is wonderful to hear since my artistic talents start and end with stick figures. I am in awe of true artists.
But you know what? And then I have to tell you, the final thing I'm doing on Sunday, we're doing encaustic wax, and it doesn't matter whether you have any art ability or not to do that. Not at all.
Spirit moves.
And as I said, the only one people are probably going to be a little bit squeamish about if they're not an artist is the portraits. But again, I have to tell you, the stick figures even come through.
Help
you do the drawing.
It's funny, too, because so I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about the automatic drawing on Saturday. I think you have the plan.
We may do a little on Saturday, but we're probably going to... Now, it's really interesting that you mentioned the automatic drawing because I am doing all kinds of experiments with that right now.
And I must be psychic.
You must be. And I'm doing experiments where we're using automatic drawing to help bring forth spiritual messages.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And to help with mediumship.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is I'm having people draw with their opposite hand. If they're right-handed, it'll be left-handed, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And they draw with their left hand, and they by doing that, it activates the right side of the brain,
absolutely,
which is the side of the brain that we need to use to get the spirit messages.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been very interesting is that by doing that to music, so I put on music, and they just draw to, you know, or with the music. And we've gotten some better spirit messages by doing that because we'll activate the right side of the brain. So we'll do a little bit of that, too.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And we always get messages, even when we... Here's the lesson that I do with that. The lesson I do with that is I have heard people draw with music with their left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they scribble. And then we look at the scribbles or whatever it is, and then we look for symbols, signs, movement, whatever. And then I ask the person to use their creative imagination to tell a story about their drawing.
Nice.
And that's what really activates the right side of the brain.
Yeah. And it's a very playful, joyful energy. And spirit loves playful, joyful energy.
Absolutely.
I will tell you, the spirit world just loves the opportunity to come through. If we set the intention, it doesn't matter what medium or format, and I didn't mean to make that as a pun to say medium, but no matter what format, they will come through.
But that's okay, because you should see me. Of course, I'm a communication professor by trade.
Perfect,
So when I write about mediums and media, it gets very funny.
Yeah, that's, oh my goodness. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I had, I would by no means refer to my, I cannot draw to save my life. In fact, I learned to photograph, and that's what my degrees are in, is photography, because I cannot draw. I'm awful.
You can do the wire.
But, yes, I can, actually. But I find great joy in abstract work, and I found great joy in high school in, I was just constantly in the art room once I found it, which was later on in high school, not from the beginning. But we had this teacher who would She insisted that everybody draw every day in their journal, and that was and whether it was, we could use any form we wanted, whether it was caricature, whether it was abstract, whether it was pointillism, whether all of these things that she taught us, and then we would do, when we would go into class, we would do a 5-minute warm-up, and it had to be with our non-dominant hand first.
That's
and
right.
then our dominant hand, and often we would do, if we had a day where the class seemed kind of low energy, she would put on music, and we would draw the music,
right.
what we felt to be in tune with it, and get through those creative blocks. And I didn't realize, you know, I look back at how spirit primes everybody's lives to come to where they're supposed to be later on.
Well, that's why, and I don't, who is it? One of the television mediums, oh, is it Tyler Henry or one of them, Scribble. Now I understand why mediums scribble.
When
they're doing work, because that scribbling helps to access, I'm sure, the right side of the brain.
Yeah.
But the exercise, and I wasn't planning on focusing it on this in this workshop, but the one, oh, maybe I will, I know when I can do it. The one to do, I'll do it with a spirit portrait, is you draw a portrait, or you look at a person, you draw their portrait with your right hand. Then you draw the portrait of them with your left hand.
I love it.
And then you draw the portrait with your two hands together.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, cool.
And then you compare the portraits and you see which one you like the best.
Yeah.
And it's the two-handed one that people like the best.
That's interesting. Yeah, I think that would bring out a lot of, it's sort of like when two siblings will, who grew up, you know, around the same age, and they will describe the same person within the family, but they have these totally different, you know, one person will highlight, oh, well, you know, on Sundays, and I remember, you know, sitting with them in church, and the other will say, I remember blueberry picking, you know, and it's like because if one was off playing in the yard and the other put more importance on, you know, that sitting close with somebody rather than an activity, it brings out nuances.
Yes.
Yeah. So it gets a better, I'm very punny today, a better rounded view of a better picture of the spirit.
Yes. I want it to be fun. I mean,
it's not
a draw thing you have to draw. No, it's fun. It's light.
Yeah.
In fact, in my own art, I'm finding that the accidents are the best part of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Fantastic. So, out of curiosity, I know you said your background and you teach communication. So how did you get into art and spirit art?
Well, actually, it's the reverse.
You got into spirit art, which got you into art.
No. I was an art major.
Oh.
I was an art major.
Okay.
My undergraduate, I went to Pratt Institute.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is a really great art school. And
top shelf.
Yes. And I went, so I went to Pratt, and I was a painter and an artist and all of that. And then from there, I was a graphic designer in New York City for a number of years. And I became interested in, I lost half my work because of the computer.
Oh, yeah, that'll do
it. So I started teaching, and I was teaching in a trade school, but I wanted to teach at a better place. And I couldn't get a better job, like at a university, because my degrees weren't quite right.
Oh,
I had an undergraduate degree in art, but then my master's degree was in performing arts.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay, got it.
So then I was faced with the dilemma of, okay, do I, like, try to go to Yale and study art, or do I kind of trump the whole thing and go and get a PhD.
Well, there you go.
So I opted I opted for the PhD because it had more flexibility.
That makes sense.
And then,
yeah.
of course, then I was in Neil Postman's program at NYU.
Yeah.
Called Media Ecology, and I wanted to study visual things. So I ended up doing a whole history of the graphical user interface with my thesis. Yeah, which was fun.
Yeah.
And then now I've come full circle. How did I get into spirit art? I got into spirit art because I was living in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
After 9/11, I decided the city was getting a little tough for me. So I saw a job option at Rochester Institute of Technology.
Oh,
so I applied for the
great.
Job. I got it. I moved up to Rochester. And, of course, Rochester is where spiritualism happened.
Yeah.
And I found spiritualism. So, yeah.
That happened.
I found
yeah.
spiritualism, and
yeah.
I found a church in Rochester, Church of Divine Inspiration, and
mm-hmm.
I went there, and the pastor of the church was very involved with British mediums.
Yeah.
So she took us to England on one of our trips, and when I got to England, the ISF,
yeah.
they had one of the courses they had was spirit art. So I said, oh, I'm an artist. Let's try spirit art.
Right.
So I did. So I did the spirit art, and that was the beginning of it. And
yeah.
then I did take classes with Stella Upton
and
everybody at the Arthur Finley College. But
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's amazing. I love it.
And so now I'm experimenting. My new thing
mm-hmm.
is angel painting.
Oh.
I'm using automatic drawing to do. Here's my process. My process is I kind of randomly try to pick colors,
mm-hmm.
and then with a broad tip brush, I just go over the canvas.
Right.
And then I look at the canvas and find the angel in there.
Right.
And once I find the angel, then I bring the angel out. You know, I'll put a face on her and do more detail.
It's like Michelangelo and the block of marble. He's waiting for it to say, I'm in here. Come find me.
Right, right.
Come pull me out.
Yeah, come pull me out.
Yeah.
So that's it. Yeah, and so it's fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
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 That's a heck of a field trip, by the way. You know, most people go from like Rochester to, Watkins Glen or Lilydale or we'll just take a 6-hour flight and go over to England, but. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I usually go over twice a year.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
Yeah.
And, of course, once I got involved with them in England, and I have friends, of course, over there that helped me, I did start studying there so that I did get my mediumship credentials with them.
Yeah. And one of our regular friends here is saying that they're sorry they're late in tuning in. We have reruns. you could always go back later because I always post the show afterwards. And it lives on blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio. It lives on Facebook on my page and the Lilydale page, and you can always just hit play and watch it from the beginning. Because you're always welcome. if you have questions regarding spirit art or Susan's journey with mediumship, I guess, or anything cool like that, you can always also call in, and our number here is always 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. Because and by the way, we have lots of fun here, so, you can always listen more than once as well, because you never know what extra you're going to pick up.
I see my friend Anne is
Yes.
put a comment in, and I have to say we've developed this new type of art.
Oh, fun.
And we figured it out while watching YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
I call it fire art.
Okay. My curiosity is piqued.
Okay. you work on a tile.
Okay.
Something that's not flammable.
Like a ceramic.
Right,
style.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you pour alcohol ink.
Got it.
You design
That's
alcohol
cool.
inks on it, and then you light it on fire with a lighter.
Oh, I'll bet that that has some pretty very cool and amazing.
It's very, the colors
yeah.
are very vibrant. Very
nice.
Vibrant, yeah.
Nice, nice. Wow. Okay. So there we go. And thank you to everybody who is tuning in. Just now we are talking with Susan Barnes, and she is talking about exploring spirit art. She is, that is part of her mediumship work and training. She also, the name of a class that she's teaching here in Lilydale as part of the pre-season workshops for 2019. And that's going to be Friday, April 5th through the 7th.
Yeah.
I keep looking down at the cheat sheet. For people who are asking about where they can see your art.
Right now, I actually have a painting, one of my angel paintings, that's at the gallery called Third on Third in Jamestown.
Cool.
If anybody's in the area, they can call me. And I'd be more than welcome to show them the art in the gallery.
Nice.
We're open by appointment this time of year. I guess I should give them my number.
Yeah, well, it couldn't hurt.
Yeah. Okay, if you want to come by the gallery, just give me a call. The number is 585-314-9362. And if I'm there, I'd be more than happy to show you the art I have in the gallery. I have all of the different types of spirit art on exhibit. And when I say different types, I have automatic drawings, trance paintings, which we are not doing. You need to be a little more advanced for that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Trance
yeah.
paintings. We have spirit guides,
yeah.
which sometimes come through unexpectedly. We have orographs. We have spirit portraits. We have spirit photography, okay, and we have spirit-inspired art.
Right.
And I'm going to see.
Oh, well, bless you.
Thank you.
So the gallery that you're talking about is actually in a house.
At the end of Dale Drive, yeah.
yeah on Route 60.
Route 60. It's 60 North Main Street. We call it 6060 because it's 60 North Main on Route 60.
Yeah.
We're going to be open, of course, during the summer. During the season, we're open all the time. Time of year, I'm open by appointment. So if people stop by or people come by. Or if you see my car there, you can stop. I'm usually there, although sometimes people do take me out.
Yeah, we don't chain you to the radiator or anything.
No, because here's what happens. The reason why... This time of year, I'm working on my writing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, I have the new book I want to write is about spirit and artists.
Very cool.
And how culture, the biases in our culture have prevented the spirit messages from coming through until now.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. So it has a little bit of communication in there. So I will be... presenting a paper at the Media Ecology Conference in Toronto in June.
Mm-hmm.
I'm presenting a paper on the Davenport brothers in Leeds, England. And what's really cool about that, that I didn't know when I put the proposal in, is that one of the places where they had the riots for them was in Leeds.
Oh.
So, yeah, Leeds and Liverpool
were
two of the places where they had the riots. About them when they were in England.
Makes sense.
So that's cool. Yeah. Elizabeth.
Returning to the scene, as
right,
it were.
Right.
Yeah. One of our viewers, rather than callers, is asking about German watercolor paint and whether that is different than the fire art that you were talking about.
Well, fire art is not watercolors. Fire art is using alcohol ink. It's like India ink types of things. You can get it at Michael's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely you got to look for. They come in packages 3. You have to look for them, and it has to say alcohol in them.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it has to say alcohol inks.
Yeah.
And yeah, because what you do also is you can, if you don't like the drawing, you can spray it with just regular rubbing alcohol
and wipe it clean.
Wipe it clean.
Right.
And you can prime it with a little bit of alcohol before you start working. And if you don't have enough of the ink on it, it won't light up.
So that
yeah,
makes
you put
sense.
Little dabs down. You got to put a little pool of ink. So
that makes sense.
Light on fire, and the flame. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a pretty
hot. Yeah.
Oh, and just be careful. Be careful.
Do it in an open area where away from drapes. And
we do it on a metal tray.
Right. Well,
we do it on a metal tray so that it's very safe and
mm-hmm.
the tablecloth can't catch on fire or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are some precautions you need to take.
Always a good thing.
And there's stuff on the YouTube. I forget what it's called. I don't remember what it's called, but there's videos on YouTube that will show you how to do it.
Okay. Very cool. So, okay. So for those of you, by the way, if you wanted to call in and ask questions about spirit art, that sort of thing, the number is 818-739-8818. You had mentioned in the gallery spirit photography,
yes.
Which, because spiritualism and photography sort of came of age around the same time, one was growing and developing right around the same time that spiritualism was really coming into its own.
Yeah,
I think it's very interesting.
There are. In fact, what's really interesting to me is you go over to England and the history is like totally different than the United States.
Yeah, very much so.
When we look at spirit photography, there was the crew circle in England, and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle actually wrote a piece on spirit photography, and there are some old books that they talked about with spirit photography. And I did go over to Arthur College,
mm-hmm.
and we did this workshop, which was an experimental workshop, and we were trying to use some of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's techniques,
mm-hmm.
where you put a medium in a cabinet,
right.
and then you look for the shadows or the images or the things that the aura around the medium that start to communicate messages. So there is a way to do that. The other thing he would do is they would go to cemeteries, and they would shoot photography in cemeteries to see if they got any spirits.
That's interesting.
Yes.
I've never heard that before, so that's very interesting.
Well, I wanted to do that in the pet cemetery here in Lilydale, but the workshop didn't get accepted. But anyway, but then Mumler is the one that we know of here in the States, but there were a whole bunch of other ones in England that were also doing the photography, and they, of course, the famous one is the one of Mary Lincoln with Abraham having his hands on her shoulders.
Right,
yeah. It's the famous Mumler picture. But there are, there's, I'm trying to think of another one. Of course, the contemporary person who does it today is Shannon.
Yes, Shannon Taggart.
Shannon Taggart.
She does wonderful work, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the person that I have in the gallery. So I've got Shannon's work in the gallery. And what's interesting, and I'll have to say this to you, what's interesting about Shannon's work is that Shannon doesn't perceive herself as a medium, per se.
Right.
But she is.
Right.
Because somebody could be standing right next to her shooting the same picture, but it wouldn't have what Shannon's got on the image. So, I mean, she has an uncanny knack of being able to capture the unusual or the extraordinary on film in a way that is her mediumship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
So the mediumship comes through in many, many different ways.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's intention, being open, working, allowing spirit to work with you. If you keep pushing yourself into your left brain, that makes it...
Well, most people are. You know, in
yeah.
fact, I have to tell you that when I first started developing... Well, I mean, I knew I was a medium since a kid. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I showed signs of it from a kid. But when, as an adult, when I started doing it, somebody said to me, oh, you can't do it because you're a professor. You're too highly educated. But what they didn't know,
okay.
what they didn't know is that I started as an artist,
right?
And I had to train my mind to think like a writer, which was a major process. So it was actually the reverse.
Yeah,
I was intuitive before I was logical.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because. And that's part of why we talk about with kids. Kids are so naturally in tune, and then we train them out of.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We, you know.
But then I have to also say
yeah.
that from my research, everything in our culture trains the spirit out of us.
Mm-hmm.
All of the materialism,
mm-hmm.
all of this is absolutely anti spirit in many ways.
Yeah.
So that, oh, and it goes back, even our philosophies, our Cartesian philosophies, and all of it. So it goes back to the industrial age.
Oh, very much.
And what was amazing is that the artists like Kandinsky, who did write concerning the spiritual in art, wanted to negate all of the industrial revolution stuff, and it was their intention of creating the art to bring the spiritual back. But it took a century for it to happen.
Yeah.
So it's like all through, the 1990s and everything, 1900s, the spirit wasn't there. It took until 2000 for it to finally start to be popping up, blossoming out. And all of these books that... I have been reading, it really started with this one man, Sixten Ringbaum, who was he was in the Netherlands for a while, but I believe he was Scandinavian. He was a Scandinavian author. He was the first one to start writing about the spirit in modern art and in art. And when students wanted to explore that aspect of artists, their dissertation chairs were like, no, you can't write about that. You know, they were like, no.
Not serious enough.
Well, yeah, and then what happened was because and this is true because it was back to my own art training, the seminal book, there was one book, Chance's History of Art, was the book that you learned the history of art from.
Right.
Now, what's interesting about this book is it went the linear thing. It went from, Impressionism into Fauvism, into Cubism, into, the whole lineage. And it was like one movement growing into the next. His first book doesn't include any of the Symbolist artists. And I didn't know about Symbolist art until much later on, because it was never in any of the histories that I read as a student.
Okay.
So was when I got to England and started looking at the paintings there and seeing the Symbolist shows, I became really fascinated by the Symbolist work because it didn't fit in this model of going from one movement to the next. And that work was spiritual, and there were many of the Symbolist painters were spiritualists.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think people don't realize that between the 1900 census and the 1920 census that we were the largest religion in North America, U.S. and Canada.
Well, yeah, and I know what people have to realize, too, is that all of these artists, especially at the turn of the century, and it was, here, the demarcation points are the world wars.
Oh, absolutely.
After or before World War One,
mm-hmm.
everybody knew about the spiritual in the art. After World War One, we became more mechanistic, and they changed it.
Yeah.
By World War Two, it was totally gone.
Yeah.
Totally gone.
Yeah.
Out the window. So it's really interesting that today it's coming back. And the interesting thing, too, about Wilma af Klimt's work is that the whole gallery system of painting to get something unique so that you can sell it so it's a commodity and all of this, her work is owned by her family.
Yeah.
So it's not a commercial product.
Right.
Yeah. So that's very, very interesting. But also with this whole resurgence of the spirit and art, part of it is saying to people, you can do art, that the process of creating art is spiritual, and part that I believe in wholeheartedly.
Oh, I love that. So, Sarah, we have somebody that is writing in and saying that they are an artist and they would love to take your class because, and I agree. So,
yeah, but I should also tell them there are a bunch of works on my art site if you look at the gallery. And my art site is www.spiritartgallery.net.
There you go.
One word, spiritartgallery.net.
And I'm actually going to put that up right now because there is no time like the present. .net. Very good. So that will live on the Facebook page. By the way, if you would like to call in just to talk about or ask questions about spirit art and talk to me and Susan, the number is 818-739-8818. We do actually have one caller on the line right now that's been here for a little while. So would you mind if we
move
into that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're not so the caller, it ends in 0837, so if you can put your name and where you're calling.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
So I just heard you say only about spirit art. I'm sorry, I've been listening to you, and I did hit one, but it's not about spirit art, so you can put me back in the queue, I guess.
Okay. Did you have a question about an experience, or were you, was this more...
It was a question. I lost my, and it was, she was talking about pets. I was like, well, maybe this is my show, and I'm getting ready for work. I just to have you guys on, and I'm listening. I lost my cat very suddenly yesterday, the day before now. And she looked perfectly healthy, and I don't know. I just feel like maybe something happened that I don't know about.
I was saying she suddenly passed into spirit.
Yes. With no warning, she seized up and passed.
Well, first of all, Susan and I were literally just talking about our love of the fur people before the show, so... Especially the kids. So.
Can I tie it into art for one second?
Yeah, please.
One of the things I was going to say is that we do get a lot of messages when we do this art. A lot of these messages come from pets.
Yeah.
And if a pet has passed, obviously it was the kitty's turn. And just be thankful that the kitty wasn't sick or anything. But we have that happen. People too. People just suddenly pass away. You know, a heart attack or an aneurysm or something like that. So they look healthy one day and they're gone the next.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really sorry about your pet because we know.
Yeah. It's just weird because I have a cat that's ill and I thought he was going to go and preparing myself, and then it came from another pet, and the one I went and spent tons of money, and they gave me no answers. There's no reason why he's losing all this weight. There's no, and we can't find out, and then the healthy one died. It was. I wondered if it had anything to do with the spring equinox, if that makes sense, because I know, I don't know, I always feel like people, you know, I live across the street from a lady that's not the nicest to animals, so I feel like I'm the animal watcher on the street, you know, I try to feed them and everything, but I feel like I'm battling this woman a lot, so I almost wondered if,
just have to say it was the time for your cat,
yeah,
and God bless you, and just know that that cat's spirit and energy is you.
Yeah, and
I think
and
I saw
really,
her today.
Wow. Well, they'll do that.
Like
they'll
in front of my. That soon
yeah.
though.
Oh yeah!
Okay.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
It
was like
there are
2 days.
On the spirit, you know, whether it's human or animal, some will come in within a couple seconds and hang out for
wow.
a little while and then, you know, move along and come back as they please, you know, back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And some, they take a while because they're enjoying the other side and, you know, they have things they want to check on, birds they want to hunt over there, that sort of thing. So, know that they, you know, this is your cat's way of saying, I am okay.
Okay.
And, you know, they will be present for you. They will be present for the other cat. So,
aww.
You know, there really is no separation. Not really. So,
that's lovely.
That would be a lot of love on that because we know how hard it is.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. Today's the spring equinox.
yeah. So, well,
a lot of
you know,
energy.
Since they're part of nature, you know, go out and do something really joyful in their honor, because that's
one
of the best things.
Thank you, and I do paint, and you know, I've been thinking about that, so I'm glad I was listening to the show.
That's awesome.
I don't know,
there
the first
go.
Time I've ever turned in. I think I'm gonna start back.
Perfect.
Spirit painting.
There
maybe.
You go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah, that's always very difficult.
But I can't tell you how many of the pets come through.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with the wax readings. When I do the wax with my card, and I'll look at the card and I'll go, oh, I see a pet here.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Well, see their grandmother, but I'll see your pet.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of nice when they overlap and they're together too. So.
Yeah.
So, very good. Okay, so we've got just a few minutes left. So if anybody else wants to call in and talk about spirit art in some aspect or ask questions, that sort of thing, please feel free. That number is 818-739-8818. Again, you can buy tickets ahead of time for Susan's Exploring Spirit Art class coming up April 5th through the 7th here in Lilydale. That, of course, is on the Lilydale Assembly website, which, by the way, is brand spanking new. Have you seen it yet, the new one?
No.
It just went up like 2 days ago. That launched in the morning, and then we got the brand new catalog in the afternoon. Catalogs are here.
Oh, wow.
So they got here Tuesday late afternoon, right before the office closed. So we all scurried around, and it was very exciting.
I'll have to get one. I did not buy the office.
Yeah, I just happened to be there. I've got several in my waiting room, so. Help yourself.
Oh, great.
Yes, thank you. If you do not have your catalog, if you don't receive your Lilydale catalog in the mail and you would like to, you can always email info@lilydaleassembly.org or you can call the office. The phone number's on the website. I used to know it by heart. I do not now. got pushed out of my brain. You know, all the classes are up online, except for we have two special weekends that they're not up on the website yet, but they will be very soon.
You want to give us a hint about what they are?
I do, because I'm excited. which is, we have a Women's Empowerment Retreat Weekend coming up, which is going to be very, very fun. And that is May 17th through the 19th. So if you want to bring your girlfriends and get away and just have a good time, that would be a great time to do it. Friday night, we kick off with a female-only sweat lodge. Saturday morning, we have a gentle yoga and meditation class. We have a women's empowerment group panel. We've got a color coherence class, Psyche, Soma, Soul, being taught by Kara Seekings. We've got healing and mediumship services, and we've got a message and movie night sponsored by the Women's Lilydale Women's Day event. So there's a movie called Among the Hemlocks, based on which talks about the suffrage movement locally this area.
Nice.
And some of the women from Lilydale are actually in the movie. So little guest spots so you can look out for them. And it talks about temperance and suffrage and all of these different political movements that women backed in order for us to have our voices heard and get the vote. And that's really fun. It's only about a half an hour. It's a short movie. And then and then some mediumship gallery style messages, because why not?
Why not?
And then there's an event Saturday night in the auditorium from, I believe, 7 to 10, and that is just like a girls' night out party. We've got karaoke. We're encouraging people to come in their pajamas. There's a dessert buffet. There's a couple of vendors and henna tattoos, and it's just going to be a great time. So, and then Sunday, there is a class, Mother Nature is Speaking, Are You Listening?, with Joanne Copley-Nigro to cap us off. And so we hope everybody comes out for that.
That sounds like real fun.
Yeah. You know, it's girls' weekend. You got to get away sometimes and just have
a
great time.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
And we will find ways to feed you as well, okay? So not just the dessert buffet.
Well, by then, some things will be starting to
up and kicking. So
hopefully our new Tim Hortons will be open.
Yeah, that's possible. They're putting one in on Route 60.
Route 60, and not too far from the gallery.
Yeah.
So the doors and the windows go in, so we know it's coming.
This is big excitement for a small town. The new Tim Hortons. That will be here for our visitors this summer, definitely.
Oh, I hope so.
But, yeah, so we've got, you know, summer season, and hopefully slightly before then we'll have restaurants up and going. Lucy's Cafe may be open for the Women's Empowerment Retreat Weekend. We're looking at that. We're looking at catering, too, with other places. And so it's going to be good.
I think JoJo's delivers now.
They were. That's the Asian restaurant for those who are unaware. But I'm gonna have to actually ask them, because I know it was their one of the family members, because it's a family business that's doing that. But I think she's away at university, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. She only does that on breaks and in the summer. So we'll find out for you. We'll give you an update. So, is there anything else that you want to cover in these last few minutes?
No, it's just that I plan to do fun stuff.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah.
It's an active workshop. People do things. I'll have a little bit of lectures, but I'll have pictures.
Excellent.
And so, yeah. And I may bring some of my books of these spirit artists. But anyway, so it should be a good time, and it gives everybody an opportunity to try many different types of art so they can see what resonates with them.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be so much fun. Okay. So, you know, like I said, the tickets are online, or you can buy at the door, but you do save some money if you sign up ahead of time. So
that's right.
You might want to consider that.
Oh, and I also have to add one other thing.
Sure.
I do supply all the art supplies.
That's a big one.
That's
and I would
big
have had
one.
A question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I supply all of the art supplies. I mean, but if people want to bring some of their favorite things, we use watercolor pencils for the autographs, of course, charcoal for the automatic drawing, and, of course, I will provide the wax and irons and everything we need to do the encaustic wax.
Very cool. Okay. Awesome. All right. So just one last plug. Do check out the brand new LilydaleAssembly.org. If you are coming this weekend for Mastering the Message with Lisa Williams, wave at me. It's Friday through Sunday class. If you are within an hour's drive or so and you want to work on your mediumship in the off season here, we do have a weekly class with Shirley Youthcheck on Tuesday evenings from 7 to 9. It is a $20 class or $100 for the series, and that will really help you to understand mediumship as it is now, work through difficulties, questions you may have. It's going to help you to fine-tune, work on it. You know, they'll talk about ethics and personal spirituality. You know, of course, check out Susan's class here at the beginning of April. And the weekend after yours is Barb Sanson and Chuck Bourget, The Healer, The Healing, The Healee. So I'm guessing that class is about healing.
I would think so.
I would think
Can
so.
I say
yeah.
one other thing?
Oh, please, yes.
I'm
oh,
also teaching the mediumship class on Thursday nights for the Lilydale Spirituals Church.
Fabulous.
In the Octagon Building, and
great.
Everybody's welcome.
Okay. Very good.
It's a love
right.
donation.
Fantastic. Okay, so thank you, everybody who tuned in, and have an awesome day.